There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here and bring up anything that you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Greece and what's going on over there. It's a dire situation that's only getting worse. Actually, I haven't even really given you the update on what the latest is. We've been talking about how Bitcoin has been exploding in popularity compared to the normal amount of interest in Greece. It's been shooting up. And that's where we started, but it took us to a larger conversation about fractional reserve banking. And by the way, with you in studio, you've got me, Ian,
today. And Conan.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts and then more about what's happening over in Greece. First, let's go back to Steve in Minnesota. Steve, you were commenting on the situation regarding the guy who called last night to sort of explain his viewpoint on the Confederate flag and why he is flying it and was flying it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The guy who was asked to not fly that very same flag in the picture, the group photo of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which he did accede to those requests and did not fly it during that photo. So that's a good thing. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Steve.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I totally agree with the organizers not wanting that in the picture. Makes perfect sense to me for obvious reasons. But I did want to say that, you know, Dave had a hard time articulating how he felt about that and why that seemed important to him. And I thought about it a little bit. And I thought maybe I could articulate it, you know, maybe a little better. And I thought I'd take a shot at it if you give me a chance. And I think, you know, here's, at least in my mind, I see, you know, some pretty powerful, influential people in academia, the media, government. They've been targeting our language for a long time and they've been changing it. You know, there's kind of this radical leftist, Saul Alinsky, who said, "He who controls the language controls the masses." Right? And symbols mean things, right? They have traditional meanings, and when traditional symbols are under attack, certain things come under attack. So, you know, I'm 46 years old, grew up in Minnesota, I'm not from the South, but, you know, to us up here, the Confederate flag, or at least that symbol, when I was growing up, when I was a teenager and stuff, it just really meant one thing. It just meant rebellion. That's it. You know, it meant things like motorcycles and Leonard Skinner music and drinking whiskey and giving the middle finger to authority, right? I mean, that's all it was about. And, yeah. You know, I mean, I even saw, you know, at a Guns N' Roses concert back in 92 that Axl Rose, you know, he's wearing his rebel flag jacket. I mean, that's what we called it. We called it the rebel flag. And so, you know, there's a few labels that if they stick, they're going to make you a social pariah. And one of those labels is racist. You know, and then there's pedophile, there's rapist, there's those sorts of things. So if you can associate those labels with symbols, ideas, words, you can start to control the debate and control people and control the imagery, right? Mm-hmm. You know, these words like racist and stuff like that, they've evolved into like having huge umbrellas that mean things they didn't even mean in the past. Like today, I think you can kind of be a racist without even knowing it by accident through things they call microaggressions and things like that. And you can just get labeled these things, you know, well, back then.
Because it's easier to label somebody than it is to have a conversation with them, right?
That's absolutely true. And I think what he was getting at is that, you know, they're going after a symbol that doesn't necessarily represent that to everyone. And he's kind of latched onto that. You know, if you attack, well, it kind of happened to Ron Paul, right? Do you remember the 2008 election? So when an image of rebellion comes out and it's effective and it's viral and it's really working, it won't be long before somebody tries to attach misogyny or racism to that. And that happened to Ron Paul in 2008. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember they had some old Ron Paul newsletters from like the 1980s that had some racist stuff in them.
Even more than that, though. It was more than that. There were some people online. There were some websites that were racist websites that were endorsing them, and they were trying to they were trying to tie him together with all of that nonsense.
Right. So every candidate. I mean, this is sort of really important because it's just happened to Rand Paul recently too. Is that basically, you know, nobody cares who the KKK is giving money to unless it's to a libertarian.
That's
so
right.
I don't know which candidates. You know, I have no clue. Really, have no clue which candidates are. You know, the KKK is giving money to, but I can tell you that it wouldn't surprise me at all if it's a bunch of Republicans and maybe some Democrats, but nobody ever says, George Bush or, Mitt Romney or whoever got money from the KKK. They only say it if their last name ends with Paul.
That's right. I mean, and they will do it to just about anybody to try and discredit them.
Steve, and thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, I think he's pointing out something that seems based on, you know, observations of what happens. I think that's probably the case. You really can't really be too concerned about it in advance. You just sort of have to deal with it when it comes up. And if you're not a racist, then it shouldn't be a problem, right?
Now, as far as the symbols are concerned, is this a worthwhile battle to keep trying to – I mean, we know, you know, that the – well, the Confederate flag doesn't stand for slavery. There were some slaveholders who, you know, flew the flag above their plantations during the days, and there are KKKs that run around waving their Confederate flags. But that's not what it meant. Just like the caller said, it meant it was a rebellious flag. It was rebelling against the North.
Sure, but you're not going to fly it from the back of your truck anytime.
But I mean, is this a fight that we should spend any time trying to win?
Absolutely not. The
majority have decided that this is what the flag represents. So, and the same thing with the Nazi symbol.
Yep.
You know, even though isn't that like a Hindu?
It's like an old Indian symbol.
It's like an Indian peace sign or something.
Yep. Well, that's the swastika. The swastika is going the other direction. So I asked my wife after this incident what she thought of the rebel flag when she saw it. Now, she's from Illinois.
At Porkfest, you mean? The Porkfest Festival?
Just generally.
Oh, in general, okay.
What does the rebel flag mean to you? Because this is important. It's a symbol, and it means different things to different people.
Yes.
And basically, you know, she had a bunch of things to say, and none of them were positive, right? Like, so, you know, country, redneck, dumb, racist. Like, these words were coming out. Now, I am from the South. I'm from Florida, and perhaps there's, you know, Sarasota, Florida, perhaps there's something more deep south than where I'm from. But
there,
to me,
it definitely is, yes.
I have a certain positive feeling about the rebel flag.
I think Daryl comes from that place. It's
yep.
deeper south than we are.
Even though it's more north.
Even though we hang lower on the testicle of the United States.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's got their opinion. For me, what it means is sort of, hey, we're Southern, and we're fine with being Southern. If you don't like that we're Southern, go F yourself, right? Like, here, Yankee, have a whole bunch of go F yourself. Like, that's what it means to me. And, you know, I mean, like, from the standpoint, and it also means sort of, from, I think, many other Southerners, it means, you know, if we did this civil war again, this time we'd kick your ass, right? Like, it means
South
that,
South arise again.
Right. It means a lot of that. And that doesn't have anything, none of that has anything to do with color,
yep,
from the standpoint. When I look at the rebel flag, you know, now it's getting more difficult because there's all this this baggage attached to it. But at one point in my life, when I looked at the rebel flag, I didn't think to myself, yes, they hate black people just like me. Like, there's nothing like that is going on. So,
You're not saying you hate black people.
I am not saying that. What I'm saying is that this is the kind of nonsense that's attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have whatever opinion you want to have about it, but just understand that symbols are symbols and they mean different things to different people.
Yep.
I do not think that a flag of a defeated nation should be flying out in front of the state house at a capital that is part of the United States. Look, if you want to be part of the United States, then be part of the United States. Don't fly this, this flag in front of the state house. I'm not for that. I just don't think that makes sense. But the individuals that have it, you know, that's their business.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join this discussion or whatever you want to talk about, you can do that here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Any other thoughts, Conan, on the Confederate flag?
Well, I mean, I have an anarchy flag in my house. It's it's hanging right next to a peace flag, the same one you got hanging off the cactus, the one that keeps getting taken. And there are some negative feelings of that flag. A red anarchy symbol on a black field. I mean, people see that and they think that I'm apt to throw a bottle through their window or, you know, run over their cat or, you know, whatever. And, you know, but it's not at the level the Confederate flag is this week.
If it's red, I just think you're a communist.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Conan's with us from blacksheeprising.org. We'll continue with your calls or welcome about anything, plus more about Greece coming up.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you like. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
If you're online at all, whether it's on your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop computer at home or at work, you should be protecting yourself with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. It's software you can download for free right now for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab ProXPN software, get it up and running. It only takes a moment, and they will encrypt your internet connection. That encryption protects you from prying and spying, say, by your internet service provider who might be logging every website you visit. Maybe logging all the search terms that you're entering as well, selling that data perhaps to other companies, maybe turning it over to the government. You can stop that from happening with ProXPN. Plus, with their premium account, you also get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN is a super handy tool, and it's also super affordable. When you use our code, I mean, it's already affordable without our code, but when you use our code FTL50, you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with code FTL50 over at proxpn.com/FTL. And again, save 50% with code FTL50. You get it all, the risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and don't forget code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. All right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Next up, we have Tyler on the line in Washington State. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, how's it going?
Welcome, Tyler. Go ahead.
So, you guys were talking about the Confederate flag ordeal just a second ago, and I wanted to touch on that because I noticed, Ian, you said that generally, the libertarians are kind of pushing this issue out of the way, saying that this isn't a battle we're willing to fight. But I kind of feel like there is an underlying issue that we're missing here. And part of it is that with the Confederate flag, you can't really compare it to the Nazi, you know, swastika, because, you know, that's universally hated by American society. We all agree that, you know, the Nazis were wrong. A few people, you know, obviously fringe people are going to disagree with that. But with the Confederate flag, you kind of saw a 50-50 where, you know, some people like Mark, and I kind of agree with Mark on this one, it was a symbol of rebellion, and it was a battle flag, not a national flag. It was, you know, what the troops carried in the battle, and so people can see that as something to take pride in because the South fought, you know, a really hard war.
It's the ultimate secessionist flag, the secession flag.
Well, yeah, and that's true. I mean, like, they were kind of saying, hey, we don't want to be part of your society anymore. We think you're wrong. We're going to leave. And then, you know, the Fed said, well, hold on now. We need your tax money. You're going to stick around a little bit longer. You know, and then you have the other side that sees it as, you know, oppressionist, which, you know, I don't think either side is right or wrong, but it's really just your opinion on the flag. But what we have today is we have this, like, Victorian-era moral policing that's going on where people are getting online and there's this giant outcry and they're fighting back and forth. And then the government decides that they're going to get involved and start telling us their opinion. And then whoever the government sides with, people think, oh, well, hey, we've won because if the government thinks it's right, then our side must be the right side. And then it just kind of turns the other side into these criminals who are ignorant from the start, which, you know, creates an animosity. It creates this divide between society, you know, and it just kind of it's a form of censorship by majority rules, I think. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, it's not censorship. I mean, no one has stopped anyone from buying a Confederate flag and waving it from behind their pickup truck. So that hasn't been stopped. Just because some people at a private event requested that somebody not have the Confederate flag
in a group photo.
He's talking
about the issue generally, not specifically.
Okay. Well, I don't see any censorship happening by the government with the Confederate flag.
No, I don't think so. He said basically by the majority rules censorship. And
that's not censorship. Censorship is where there's somebody who's in charge of something who says, you can't see this.
Right. I think this is another loss for the Confederacy is what this is. The Confederacy has now lost the war to display the flag, too. And it's over, like from what I can tell. At this point, when you, you know, the people that want to keep it are the ones are the sort of folks that can easily be vilified, right? Like males and people who are ethnically privileged and people who make a living wage.
And dudes who rev
right.
their trucks
well, see,
too,
from here,
too high.
Yeah. So from this point on, anyone who waves the flag is automatically going to be labeled a racist. So yeah, it may not necessarily be censorship, but we're not all the type of people who are always willing to stand up, even though everybody around us is booing us. More power to you if you are. That's great character. But I feel like a lot of people are going to be silenced because of this. Now, it's not direct censorship, obviously. No one's saying you can't wave the flag. But they have turned it into a very ugly symbol, where before, it was kind of tolerated by one side, even though they may not have necessarily agreed with it. And this is just going to lead to bigger issues. Like, for a good example is, like, so with the gay pride flag, I think the gay marriage being legalized was a huge win for civil rights, but a lot of the hyper-religious can go out now and say, oh, well, that flag offends me because it represents perversion in our society, et cetera, and it's just going to turn into another, social justice warrior fight between, the right and the left and create an even bigger divide. So I think, like, one of the things that libertarians as a group need to point out is we can't just let the Confederate flag slip to the side because it may have a negative connotation. We should show, like, hey, by the way, even though some people see it as a negative connotation or have a negative connotation on it, we should also look at the fact that these people shouldn't be persecuted just because they want to exercise their freedom of speech.
Well, that's what I've tried to do here by talking about the different things that the flag symbolizes. What I'm attempting to do is to sort of create bridges between people, because although I think that the Confederate flag is the most attractive of flags, and which is to say I'm not a big fan of flags generally, but I like it. I just like the way it looks, and to me it doesn't represent anything particularly bad when I was growing up or anything like that. It just sort of meant where you were from and sort of rebellion and those sorts of things.
Right.
That's what I see. Yeah. But other people see different things. Like, I can understand why some black person may say, I don't really want to be friends with that guy that's flying the rebel flag from the back of his pickup truck.
Well, nobody's being persecuted for flying. You use the word persecuted, Tyler, and nobody's been persecuted for it that I know of. They're just people that are coming to conclusions quietly, usually.
I think that is coming. I mean, you're being persecuted for flying a peace flag in your house on the side of your house. It's being stolen.
I'm
every
not.
Sure
that's,
you
they're,
are.
They're stealing the peace flag because, we're activists.
Dump a bucket. Well, okay, that as well, but if,
or because it's fun to steal things. That's what teenagers.
Could you imagine
do.
If you did have a Confederate flag outside of your house? But I mean,
well, I wouldn't do that.
But this is the argument about the Confederate flag. Now, what's it going to be in a year? You might get a bottle thrown through
It'll
your pickup
over
truck
in a year. I mean, look, this is only an issue because somebody went up and like stole or shot at a flag in South Carolina on state property or something like that. That's the only reason why this has even come forth, has bubbled up as any kind of controversy. The Confederate flag has been flown long before and will continue to fly long after this particular controversy bubbles over. Hey, thanks, Tyler, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not going to fly the Confederate flag because I know what people think about it, and I'm not a particular fan of it myself anyway. But peace flags, I like that. Apparently some people don't like them. They like to steal them. That's their problem, not mine. 855-450-FREE.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising rising inflation and low returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Spend your life with ExpandoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live here at 855-450-FREE. You can join us via Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in the way that is best for you. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And King Mark the First.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I want to also invite you to check out Purse. We've talked about Purse before they came on as a sponsor of the program, which is a good indicator that I'm a big fan of this particular product. Whatever it is I'm saying about Purse, they're definitely not paying me to stay here. I'm a big fan and was before they came on board, and I love it. I mean, I use it every time I need something on Amazon. Every time I can wait for something on Amazon, and even if you don't want to wait, they have Purse Instant. And you can still get a discount. I think it's like 5 or 8% or something like that. I've actually never used Purse Instant because I want to get 20% off or more on everything. And yeah. So I'm willing to wait. In the case of the most recent thing I put on Purse, it was a router for the studio here. I put it on there, put it to a 20% discount, and it went in 90 minutes. Somebody made the purchase of that product for me in less than 90 minutes. So you don't have to wait.
What rate?
At what rate? 20% off.
20%.
Yeah. So you don't have to wait very long to have somebody snap up your offer over on Purse. And basically what's happening is you're putting whatever it is you want from Amazon on your wish list at Amazon. You then copy your wish list URL into Purse, and it sort of ingests the items that are on the wish list. They then give you a little sliding scale. You can slide up to how much percentage you want off of that item, and then you deposit your Bitcoin into Purse, and then basically Purse puts your Bitcoin into a marketplace of buyers who are willing to pay quite a premium in order to get that Bitcoin sort of without having to go through the typical financial channels. They can use their credit card, for instance, to get Bitcoin. So there are people who want to get Bitcoin, and they will buy your Bitcoin at 20% above cost, essentially.
I've noticed that anytime I ever shop online and I'm going to use Bitcoin, I'm always looking for some discount button.
This is it.
Because these people really do save money doing their transactions in Bitcoin. I mean, if you can cancel out the banks and the credit card companies, you have those fees that you're saving, and Bitcoin is instantaneous. The only thing you have to worry about is, you know, maybe transaction fees with the bank if you're, say, using something like Coinbase or something. But other than that, once it's in the system, and it's good.
Yep. And so you can save up to 25% off or more on Purse by going through purse.freetalklive.com. Get signed up through our URL, and Free Talk Live will get a very small percentage of each of your purchases from that point forward through Purse. So purse.freetalklive.com. This is a killer app for Bitcoin. You were looking for an excuse to spend your Bitcoin? Well, how about getting 20 to 25 to more percentage off on whatever you want to buy from Amazon's inventory? Once again, that's purse.freetalklive.com. I'm a huge fan of what they're doing over there. So let's go back to a Bitcoin, unless we had more. Do you guys have more on the Confederate flag that you wanted to say, gentlemen?
I'm saying it's not that big of a fight. You know, go ahead and move on. Adopt a new flag. Go with your black and yellow voluntarist flag, or your Gadsden flag, or your anarchy flag. But just because they don't have the baggage associated with them yet. Because, you know, one day if they ever become big enough, you know, it, just like all things, will come to an end. You know, once they become popular enough, and you'll be demonized by the enemy.
We'll talk more about Greece coming up. Mark's on the line in North Carolina. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and another Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Okay, well, my thoughts are really simple. First of all of this demonization is mostly fictitious and made up by the left. There are a lot of things that they're passing off as fact that aren't even remotely close to true, so I pretty much tend to ignore it. But I wanted to say that for me and a lot of other people I know, there's only one thing that Confederate flag symbolizes for me, and that's Daisy Duke wearing them tight shorts or sitting in front of the camera in a bikini.
That's cute.
Now, how is that offensive? Yeah, how is that offensive to anybody?
Oh, I think that a lot of people have made the caveat that as long as the Confederate flag is on top of a 69 Charger, it's okay, which is funny, and it derails the conversation into something that pretty much everybody can agree on, which is General Lee was one badass car.
Yeah, and here's one other thing to think about, too. While Amazon and Walmart and all these other places have pulled all merchandise Confederate off of their shelves and not available
for purchase,
I find it ironic that you can on Amazon and eBay and even Walmart online still get a Nazi flag, an ISIS flag. You can buy all of these other flags.
Che Guevara,
Mao, all your... All of this stuff that they're doing is a distraction. The left is using this particular thing as a distraction from one thing. And this is just my personal opinion. From Hillary Clinton. They're trying to do anything they can to distract from Hillary Clinton, and hey, this is as good a topic as any.
I do not see a Nazi flag, at least the legit swastika flag, on Amazon. There are some things that are darn close. You saw it yesterday? Well, it's not showing up on my feed. You can, however, get a USSR flag and a Japanese battle flag and a variety of other things there. I do see a Confederate something or other here, so I don't know.
I highly doubt that Amazon is involved in a conspiracy theory to distract people from the Hillary Clinton campaign.
No. I don't believe they are. They're in things for profit. And if they get the wind that selling something is going to cost them business, they'll stop it. I don't don't believe for 1 minute that they're part of a conspiracy. They're just reacting as a profit-based business, and I have no problem with
sure.
that.
I don't see any ISIS flags on Amazon either. I don't see those.
Yesterday, you could get one.
Well, they must have just taken it off, because I just did a search for ISIS flags.
They must have done a purging.
Here's a book. It's The Swastika Symbol Beyond Redemption.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate you sharing them with us here tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ron. He is also listening. I forgot to mention Mark was in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850, as is Ron. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark.
Hey, you guys, I just want to say be careful surfing around the web looking for an ISIS flag. I mean, Big Brother.
We're already on their list, man. All three of us.
Well, that's a good point, though. I mean, he's pointing out that the federal government's awfully touchy about anything that could be considered supporting ISIS.
And I don't have my ProXPN running right now, actually. I had turned it off earlier for another purpose, and whoops.
All right. Well, just a couple points. I mean, it's a bit of the long discussion you had about contrails. I mean, it is kind of getting stale, I guess, about this flag. But a couple of points I want to make. First of all is you used the term stars and bars. That flag that has been banned, that has so been demonized, is not even the stars and bars. That's actually the battle flag for the Confederacy.
The Second Virginia battle flag, they don't call that the stars and bars?
The stars and bars has actually got three wide stripes. I believe it's two red and one white, and then it has a blue background with a circle of stars. That's the stars and bars.
That's the original Confederate battle
that's
flag,
the one
right?
That's the one that flew over the Confederate White House, and that was confused in the early battles, I guess, with the smoke and whatnot, because it kind of looked like, you know, the American flag. So they kind of had trouble with flags initially, and they came up with that the Southern Cross, I guess you could call it. That's the Confederate battle flag, and that's the one that's causing all the hoopla. I'm just wondering, I think, you know, one of your other guys hit it before that last call, is if something catches on and becomes more and more, of a symbol for more and more people, eventually people are going to get pissed off about it and banning it, like the Bonnie Blue. I happen to like that Bonnie Blue flag, but that really was the original flag before the stars and bars. That goes back to, like, I don't know, 1820 or 1830, when the Western Florida, along with some of the southern states in that area, English-speaking people were going up against the Spanish at that time. And ultimately, a symbol means something.
The Bonnie Blue is just a blue flag with a white star in it?
Yeah, it's a lone star. They actually, Texas used it when they were fighting against the Mexicans for their independence. But it was also adopted by the Confederate States. Now, symbol
it's a very sovereign symbol right there.
Yeah, thanks for clearing it up, Ron. I appreciate the info, and thank you for the call tonight.
The stars represent the state. And so, like, a big fat star in the middle of it is like a big fat middle finger to me. I'm not that interested in it. But I get, it's elegant.
855-453, that's our toll-free number. You can join us here with your thoughts on whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up on Greece.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. If you would like to join us, you can here, 855-453. You know, I happen to agree with one of our last callers that I think this Confederate flag topic is pretty stale, but obviously other people don't think that. They've been calling about it for the last several nights here on Free Talk Live. This has been a very controversial issue, even though, as far as I'm concerned, it's old and it's been resolved a long time ago. This Confederate flag is a dead symbol, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, flags are things that people get really whipped up about. There was a post on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page recently pointing out that if you're all upset about the Confederate flag, consider the atrocities and terrible things the United States flag has flown over.
Oh, yeah. It's flown for a lot longer, over a lot more millions of people dying.
Right. And that these symbols, and that's what they are, they're just symbols. These symbols mean different things for different people. Try to imagine what that symbol might mean if you were just some, I don't know, person in rural Pakistan, area that's children were blown up accidentally by some kind of hellfire missile. Imagine what the United States flag would mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably think it's a pretty bad symbol. Well,
I would agree with them.
There you go. Whereas there's plenty of people here in the United States, right or wrong, that believe that the U.S. flag stands for freedom.
They do.
And it stands for a variety of things. Okay, so I'm not going to agree or disagree with your statement as to what a flag means, because it means different things to different people. All I would warn you is that when you consider a symbol, that you consider, try to consider what it might mean to someone else on the other side. Attempt to walk a few feet in someone else's moccasins rather than being a rigid a-hole and just thinking that your opinion is the only opinion that could possibly be right. Mm. This goes for everybody, and it goes for every flag and all the symbols. That's what
good advice.
I think this goes for just not just for symbols, but just another person's opinion or argument in general. Just, you know, walk in their shoes, and you might figure out real quick why they don't like you or why they're, you know, defending themselves against your hellfire missiles, as you just said.
Well, I've tried, when somebody's opinion one way or another, I can look at it and parse it out. But a symbol isn't an opinion, right? So if I'm walking around.
There's the opinion about the symbol.
A former co-host, Luther, who used to be on the show at one point, he has a shirt that has the hammer and sickle on it, and it says CCCP.
Yep.
Now, I have no idea what that shirt means to that guy, but I'm reasonably certain he is not
a communist
or, wants to see people thrown in gulags all around.
I think it's some punk thing.
Yeah, it's a punk thing. Yeah. It's an iconoclastic thing. It's whatever it is. And
it's ironic.
Many of the people who, have the
hipster,
the Che Guevara shirts on, that whatever that means to them, I'm not even sure what it means to them.
I bet it's, they probably think it means rebellion or something like that, even though Che just wanted to be in charge.
Well, Che was certainly a rebel and a successful one, but he was also, a pretty terrible autocrat and a murderer.
The murderer,
yeah, there's no doubt about it. So I'm not going to hold them up and laud them as some great individual. But I do understand these are symbols, and yes, I will agree with you that some people interpret symbols incorrectly. From my point of view, however, a symbol should be an opportunity to talk to somebody about what they think.
Yeah, that's true. But you don't generally get that opportunity if somebody's puttering on by with their pickup truck and the Confederate flag billowing behind it.
It's one of the reasons I would never put it on one of my vehicles, because although I think it's an extraordinarily attractive flag as far as flags go, I think it's the best looking one, maybe behind Cornwall, but I wouldn't put it on anything because it might make somebody feel bad. It might make some black person feel like I don't like them. And why would I ever want to do that?
I'm not sure how many people who are actually really into their flags could really sit down and have a deep conversation with you. If you ask them, what does that flag mean to you? Why are you flying it off the side of your house? I mean, what does it really stand for? I'm thinking they're just going to say, as far as the American flag is concerned, well, it stands for freedom, and that's it. And that's probably as far as they can really go with it. And if you try to tell them that, hey, look, how many countless battles have been fought in the name of that flag, you don't like it, leave. Right, exactly.
So here's the thing from our Facebook page. It has 8.8 million views.
Whoa.
It's a huge one. I know you don't pay attention to the Facebook page much, Ian, but this is the most viewed post that we've had. Now, not versus a meme as opposed to a, it's not a post, it's a meme versus a video. So we've had videos that have had more views, but as far as a sort of a picture, an image, that's the term. It's not even a meme, it's an image. It says, it has a Confederate flag and says, had slavery 4 years. If you want to ban this flag because it represents racism, murder, and oppression, and then it goes down to the American flag, and of course has a Free Talk Live brand on it because I make sure that every one of them has that. It says, Trail of Tears, tortures enemies, wars of aggression, had slavery 89 years, 12 of its presidents owned slaves, killed over 500,000 Iraqi children, police kill over 1,000 citizens each year, killed over 100,000 civilians with nuclear weapons.
That sounds like a meme to me.
Interred
Japanese. The memes have the text on them like that.
Yeah, a meme actually refers to sort of an idea.
Uh-huh. Something that's viral.
Yeah, right, and whatever that idea is. So I'm not entirely sure this is a meme because it's not getting used over and over again. So when you have, for instance, Grumpy Cat and a picture of him going, got in a car accident, good.
I would say that's a meme, though, because, I mean, generally...
Grumpy Cat's a meme, this is an image. would be my contention.
Yeah, this is an image with some good text on it. But if it becomes popular enough, if, you know, enough people get behind that idea and are, you know, espouse that idea, then it does become a meme.
It's a meme, right? And yeah. You've got 8 million views. That's a meme.
I would
say that's okay. Viral. Hold on just a second. The meme, so the Grumpy Cat thing you can write different stuff over and over on.
Right, that's a reusable picture that you can make memes out of, right?
No, that's the meme.
No, Grumpy Cat's picture by itself is not a meme. It's not meme-worthy. It's not going to spread 8 million times. But the text over top of it is what makes the meme. That's why, like, websites like QuickMeme or whatever, you can just make your own meme.
But, yeah, they usually have pictures that encapsulate an idea, but the Grumpy Cat is always going to have a similar topic.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the guy with the hat, the butthole with the hat, he always has a very similar topic. Those are
scumbag
memes, right? Yeah, scumbag seats. Those are ideas. And whatever he says it's not necessarily the meme. Scumbag Steve is the meme.
Scumbag Steve is the meme. The stuff written on it then makes the image. So I'm reading here from meme from Google's defining it: an element of culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. So humorous image, video, piece of text, that's a secondary one, certainly.
Right, a humorous image.
That's the secondary one. Look, I know that people call images memes, Ian. What I'm trying to do...
Not every image is a meme.
Why not?
Only the ones that get passed around.
To how many people?
I don't know. There's no set amount of people that makes it into a meme. It's probably more than two.
No.
Would be my guess.
I disagree with your definition of a meme. A meme is an idea, especially sort of an image on the internet, specifically.
An internet meme, according to Wikipedia, is an activity, concept, catchphrase, or piece of media which spreads often as mimicry from person to person.
See the mimicry part?
Via the internet.
This is what I'm talking about, is the mimicry part. So they take the Grumpy Cat picture, and then they write different things around it. And that goes from the Grumpy Cat meme to the specific image you have created. And that's all I'm saying, is that this is an image, it's not a meme.
And, of course, this has evolved, too. If you looked up this a year ago, a meme was just an idea that a lot of people are...
It's getting misused so often
that
in 5 years, a meme will just be an image, and you won't be able to...
A popular image that floats on social media.
That's because pretty much what a meme is, as far as I'm concerned.
Some people just can't get the idea of what a meme is, and the fact is it's an idea.
Well, right. The picture by itself without the words isn't an idea. Grumpy Cat
sitting there looking
at you is not an idea.
A picture of your cat is just a picture of your cat, but a picture of Grumpy Cat, that is a meme.
But that's not an idea.
No,
Grumpy Cat is an idea.
Right, but I think you have to sort of write something around Grumpy Cat in order to get into the meme. So I would agree that a picture of Grumpy Cat isn't a meme necessarily, but it's the words that are written about it.
Exactly.
So when Grumpy Cat then has become a meme. See, Grumpy Cat is a meme, whereas there are many images of the Grumpy Cat meme. Any different, diverse images of the Grumpy Cat meme.
Okay.
I guess I see
where you're coming from there. I don't know if I agree with it, but the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Don't worry, everybody else does.
One of those.
And I'm King Mark, so I can just make it a
declaration. This is one of those things that does change over time.
Well, you know, Mark could become a meme.
Could.
Or has it already been?
Oh, no, I think King Mark is already a meme. It's just not a very popular one because it's an idea.
Have people been making pictures out of King Mark?
They haven't. It's still an idea.
All right, guys, get on it. You got your homework for this evening.
Until it gets popular and people start making text images with your picture on it, it's not a real meme. 855-450-FREE. Now anyone can go to websites like QuickMeme, upload your picture with you as the king, and start texting on it.
My name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.